Just good to be in the house of the Lord. Certainly give honor to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, Pastor Mike, all the ministry in this place, our wives, and to all you God's children. It's good to be in the house of God, knowing that somebody loves us. Hallelujah. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Lord, we pray that the seed would fall on good ground, bring forth a bountiful harvest in its season. So, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity and thank you for this day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So we ask that you would just move now and speak. Have your way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Let's give God a praise in this place. I'd like to call your attention to the book of 1 Corinthians, the very first chapter. I'm going to look at verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Paul, writing to this church at Corinth, says, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you would be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Amen. Plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, that you be perfectly, hallelujah, joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. This morning, we're talking about membership in the body of Christ. We're talking about membership in this local body and what that means, because there are times when even I, in the dealing with churches, and you see a lot of different things that are going on. And sometimes I get just real frustrated with organized religion. I can get real frustrated with that because we're called to more than that. As Pastor Mike has said this morning.
Excuse me, brother. Are you saying this is not on?
It's on. Yeah, it's on. Check one, two. Well, it was on.
Is that what you're saying? Is it not on?
Check, check. It's on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There, that one's on.
Now.
Amen.
Glory.
A mighty man of God needs a mighty mic.
Yeah, got to have a mighty mic. Thank you, brother.
Way.
Hey, thank you. Well, we, you know, when we look at church membership, and what it means to be in the body of Christ. And like I said, sometimes I get so frustrated with organized religion because, again, we've been called to more than that. We are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. And God has called us for purpose. And so we're talking today about being members together. Again, Paul admonishes the brethren that they be perfectly joined together, members together. In our Bible study, we've been studying a book called Come and See by Pastor Todd Wagner. And he talked about being a biblical community of brothers and sisters in Christ. And he invites them. He says, we're not inviting them to come and see us do ministry up here, but we're inviting you to come and be a part of everything that God is doing in the body. So we're not going to be long this morning at all. Just going to give some points because Tom Reiner has a book called I Am a Church Member, and I just want to go over some things in this book. First of all, I'm going to read one of the things he says, the difference. And he gives this through his research. He says, based on our research of 557 churches from 2004 to 2010, he says 9 out of 10 churches in America are declining or growing at a pace slower than that of their communities. Simply stated, churches are losing ground in their own backyards. Another way of looking at it is generationally. About 2/3 of the builder generation, those, and he's talking about those born before 1946, are Christians. But only 15% of the millennials are Christians. And he says the millennials' age are the largest generation in America's history, with almost 80 million members. They were born between 1980 and 2000. And we have all but lost this generation. We can blame it on the secular culture, and we often do. We can blame it on the godless politics of our nation, and we do that as well. We can even blame it on the churches, the hypocritical members, the uncaring pastors, and a lot of Christians are doing that. He says, but I am proposing that we who are church members need to look in the mirror. I am suggesting that congregations across America are weak because many of us church members have lost the biblical understanding of what it means to be a part of the body of Christ. We join our churches expecting others to serve us, to feed us, and to care for us. We don't like the hypocrisies in the church, but we fail to see our own hypocrisies. God did not give us local churches to become country clubs where membership means we have privilege and perks. He placed us in churches to serve, to care for others, to pray for leaders, to learn, to teach, to give, and in some cases, to die for the sake of the gospel. Many churches are weak because we have members who have turned the meaning of membership upside down. It's time, church, to get it right. It's time to become a church member as God intended, and it's time to give instead of being entitled. Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome word right there. And so as we look at this thing called members together, we're not going to expound on each one of these topics. Maybe at a lot later time, God will lead Pastor Micah, myself, to go down deeper into these things. But we just want to look at being members together. As we know that our two bodies form and have come together, and we feel that we are better together than we are apart, that we can do more together than we can apart. But the thing about it is that comes a time when you have to have self-surrender. You have to have self-surrender. You got to get out of God's way and really get out of your own way in order to be a true
biblical, part of a true biblical community. And so these are 6 points that we're just going to go over. And then, brother, we're going to open for invitation, because this is what God does. God is an awesome God, as it's been said. He is an awesome God. We are in a great place. Just think of our lives before the hand of God touched us, before our surrender. Man, many of us wouldn't have given a nickel for our life. And God has blessed us and touched us and loved us. And so looking at these members together, the first thing is that I will be a functioning church member. And remember, I'm not going to expound on them, but there is a difference between a church member and a church goer. I'm going to leave it at that. Leave it at that. Secondly, I will be a unifying church member. I'll be a unifying church member. Meaning that as Paul says in this scripture, he says, man, I'm hearing that you need to be strong and that there be no divisions among you. No schisms in the body, the Bible says. So I will be a functioning church member. I will be a unifying church member. Thirdly, and you've heard me say this, it's not about my preference. I will not let my church be about my preferences and desires. Because oftentimes we allow that to cloud our way when we talk about church membership. We let songs and different things, man. I've told them at Bible study Wednesday night, man, I've been a part of churches, man, where a whole church fell out just because of the color of the pews. There's disagreement on the color of the pews. And it's a whole falling out. I've seen more churches split over music and songs than anything else. And I'm telling you, as the scripture said, these things ought not be. I will not let my church be about my preferences and desires. And we definitely, as I told them at Wednesday night, we definitely don't want to break up because somebody in the choir didn't get two hollers on that song. I think Sister Ann said, man, what did that mean? Well, there was a whole group. I was playing drums with this group. And then the song, the ad-libbing of the song, during the part of the song, there's a part where the guy would hit a high note, hit a holler. And on most of the occasions, he got two of those. Well, we were having an anniversary. The church was packed. Man, a great service. But Dennis, the leader thing, he cut the song short. And so the other brother didn't get two hollers on his song. Split the whole group up. That was the last stand. Broke it up. Again, I will not let my church be about my preferences and desires. Next, I will pray for my church leaders. What we're called to do. I will pray for my church leaders. A lot of times, people are putting their mouth on church leaders when they ought to be praying for church leaders. Next, I will lead my family to be healthy church members. Because, again, it's not about the numerical growth that we have. God adds to the church. But the thing that we want and should want here at Cloyd's is to be a healthy church and not an unhealthy church. You can have 1,000 people in here and it'd be unhealthy. But our main thing is to be a healthy church. So I will lead my family to be healthy church members. And then lastly, I will treasure church membership as a gift. I treasure it as a gift, and that's what it is. People say, well, it doesn't matter which church you belong to. Not if it's, in fact, built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. you're right. But local assemblies are placed for a reason. Local assemblies have responsibilities for a reason. There is a universal body, the body of Christ, but God has also called us to local membership. In the scriptures, if you go and test it out, there were local bodies, that there were people was to be subjected to local leaders. And then also people were disciplined and put out of local assemblies. You probably won't be put out of the universal church. But there are principles in place in this word. If you're not carrying yourself according to godly principles, man, by God's rule and by CPC rule, you can be put out. Again, that's not to say that you're doing anything out of love. Everything is done in love, but there has to be an order within the body. So being members together is so, so important. Because, Cloris, we have a work to do. We have a work to do. I've told you about my profession in a lot of places in this community, in a lot of homes in this community. See a lot of brokenness in our community. And we see brokenness in our church. And so we have work to do. The thing about it is being member, committing. And then this is the last word. Reason that it's such a gift is that we covenant with God and we covenant with one another in the body. Again, it's not about any big I's and little U's. It's about Jesus being the head, the center, being everything there is in our midst. And so, again, it's so vitally important that we understand what church membership is. And again, you've heard it. I know the members of our Bible study have heard it before, that for too long in a lot of churches, we come to represent a cruise ship rather than a battleship. And we need to be a battleship. Cruise ship is where you go and everything you're catered to and everything you just cared for and you just, you know, you relax and don't really have anything to do. But the mission of a battleship is different. You have work to do. You're called to service and work. So church, I just stand and invite you, first of all, to the Lord Jesus, and we invite you to membership in his body and in this place. Amen? Let's give God a praise in this place.
Put your seat just for a minute. Just for a minute. I want to talk to you. I'm getting old. That same chapter that James was reading from, the second verse says this: "Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of our Jesus Christ and Lord, both theirs and ours." Sanctified. Them that are sanctified. You know what sanctified means? Sanctified means that God has taken you. And for those who believe in him, he has washed you clean of your sins. He has put His Holy Spirit in you, allowing you and giving you power to live a godly life. And He has sanctified you. He has set you apart for His ministry. The Bible says that every person who has accepted Jesus Christ is a minister, a priest in the faith. You are a minister in Jesus Christ. You are a minister for Jesus Christ. He has sanctified you and set you apart. He has given you gifts to use in the ministry of His church. Now, do you know why you're here this morning? Because God has called you here. He's called you into this church. It wasn't by chance. It wasn't by coincidence. This is a divine intervention that we have come together as one. God's hand has been all over this since the first day that we got together with having Thanksgiving dinner. And we've done nothing but grow together ever since then. Church membership is about this. As James says, you're making a covenant. You're basically agreeing with God when you join, and you're saying, I am agreeing with God that I have been placed in this church by God to serve. I have been placed in this church by God to help with the ministry of this church. A little bit later on in this chapter, Paul talks about the church being a body, and everybody has a different function. Somebody might be a little toe, somebody might be a big toe, somebody might be hair. There's some here that can't fit that function, I'm afraid to say. Some might have the voice, some might have the knowledge, some might have the wisdom, some might have the joy, some might have the relationships, some might have the love. But everybody has a gift that God has given, and it has pleased Him to put you in here in this church. Not to be a pew setter, but a minister. A minister. So when you say, I am ready to join, you are agreeing with God that He has brought you here. You are agreeing with God, and now you're making a covenant to God. Lord, I promise you that now that you have brought me to this church, I am going to fulfill the ministry that you lead me to do. Oh, and oh, by the way, He will qualify you to do what He calls you to do. You may not have that gift now. Oh, but hang on, babe, because it's coming. If you yield yourself to Him and you say, Lord, I will do what you want me to do. I will be what you want me to be. I will serve you. I will minister for you. You just tell me what you want me to do. He will place you somewhere, and then He will give you the gifts that you need to do what He's calling you to do. And God has called you to this church. So when you join, you're agreeing with God. And you're also saying, God, I promise that now I make a covenant to you, and I make a covenant to my ministry family, those that you have joined me with to minister with. I make a covenant with them that I will take part in the ministry of this church. God is calling you this morning. I can feel His Holy Spirit all over this church this morning. It's time for us to become one. It's time for those who have not. There are people here that have been coming for a long time. It's time. It's time that we become one. The invitation is open. Come to the altar. It's not hard. If you haven't been baptized, we'll baptize you this morning. If you've been baptized, it's a matter of acknowledging the covenant that you're making with God and with this church to join in the ministry. Won't you stand, please? We've got two are coming already.
Amen.
Oh, love y'all. We got a third one coming. Come on, church, it's time. Come on down. It's time. Come on. It's time. God has called you here for a reason. It's time. Come on. God's calling. It's time. Any others? The church at Belk is coming down front. All right. Hallelujah. Anybody else? I want to ask one last time. Don't quench the Spirit. God is laying on your heart that it's time. Come on down. Probably don't think that anybody here needs to be baptized. Is that probably you've all had one baptism with the Holy Spirit. As we've mentioned, I praise God for what He's doing in this church. He has called each one of you to come and affirm and agree with Him that this is where He wants you to be. And now you are here making a promise to Him and to your brothers and sisters in Christ that you will take a part in the ministry to further the kingdom of God. That's what this is all about, to further the kingdom of God. I'm going to ask you, because just the joy of affirmation, is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
And do you believe the Scriptures of the Old and New Testament to be the inspired Word of God, the source of authority for faith and practice? Amen?
Amen.
Amen, absolutely.
And do you promise to be a faithful member of this church by participating in worship, sharing in its ministry of witness and service, supporting this denomination of the Cumberland Presbyterian Church here in Mount Juliet? You do? Will you strive to overcome temptation and weakness? Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I love this. And practice love in all relationships. Do you promise to be a good steward of your life, of your talents, of your time, of the gifts of money that God has given you? Do you so promise to be good stewards? I welcome you to this church where God has called you to minister and to love. And God's people said,
amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask hallelujah. I'm going to ask that you guys stay up front and we'll let our brothers and sisters come and give you a hug and welcome you into the church. I can't tell you how thrilled I am. I will also say that the Holy Spirit is going to continue working on those of you who are not quite ready yet. We're going to keep praying. You need to pray and let God talk to you if this is the place where He wants you to join to further His kingdom by using the gifts of ministry. Hear the benediction. Go in love Go in joy, go in peace, and go and know the importance of being a member of your